Okay, so in a way, I think it was a great segue from her talk, because now I'm going to let you have an opportunity to hear the voice of the caregivers, which will inspire you to be excited about the current policies that are taking place and to keep this going. But today's talk is about the impact of heart disease on quality of life and marital functioning of older caregiving spouses. And I'd like to thank my colleagues at Columbia University, Dr. Matt Maurer, Vicki Ravis, and Monique Carrero. So cardiovascular disease is a major cause of death for men and women of all races, which makes it an important public health issue. About a quarter of the U.S. population has some form of the disease, with almost 6 million related hospitalizations each year. And rates of cardiac disease increase with age, so with the aging of the population, the number of older adults who experience heart disease is expected to grow. And because of this, a growing number of both husbands and wives will be living with and caring for a spouse with cardiovascular disease. Now, it's not easy. Spouses of older adults with heart disease experience a great deal of distress, which renders them at risk for psychopathology and physical morbidity outcomes. Caregiving can exact an emotional, physical, social, and financial toll on the well spouse. And in a way, caregiving spouses can be considered the hidden patients. Now, the illness circumstances often bring about stressors that can have a big impact on the couple's quality of life and on their marriage. Everyday routines have to be changed in order to accommodate sticking to your medicine, your diet, getting an exercise, and illness-related tasks such as scheduling doctor's appointments and attending a whole bunch of doctor's appointments. And spouses are always concerned about their patient's health and safety, which is expressed in terms of extreme monitoring and a type of vigilance, of being on call all the time, which you'll hear about in a few minutes. And especially in marriages of long duration, long-standing patterns of roles and responsibilities frequently have to be redefined. Life does not go on the way it was for all those years. And future plans and life expectations have to be changed or sometimes even abandoned as spouses together confront this new reality of redesigning their dreams. Now, in today's talk, I'm going to present results from a pilot study that identifies the challenges that are confronted by older adults caring for a spouse with heart disease, talk about the effects of the illness experience on their psychological and physical well-being, delineate the impact of the illness on their quality of life together and on their marriage, examine its effect on the couple's aging experience and on the caregiving spouse's sense of impending widowhood, and discuss the factors that can influence the spouse's ability to cope. Participants were 23 caregiving spouses of patients with cardiac disease recruited from an advanced cardiac care center located at New York Presbyterian. We conducted in-depth qualitative interviews, either in person or on the phone. They took about 90 minutes. Of course, we got informed consent, and the interviews were audio taped so that we can later transcribe them and analyze the data. The participants were in long-term relationships with the patient, so they were either married, legally or common law, or living together for at least 5 years. They spoke English well enough to participate in the study, and the ill spouse had been diagnosed with heart disease for 3 months or longer. No one was as short as 3 months, actually, but we figured that's a period of time that's enough to make you feel like you're living with the illness. Now, qualitative methodology is often used when the current state of knowledge about the phenomenon that's being looked at is not yet well understood. It's a way of obtaining the insider's view, and you can take into account cultural, social, and other contextual circumstances. Using an open-ended interviewing approach allows the husbands and wives to define what's important to them and what they perceive as challenging. We use a topic guide, which was like a conceptual roadmap of the issues that we felt would be relevant, and content thematic analysis was used to interpret the qualitative interview data. Most of the spouses were female. They ranged in age from 38 to 77, with a mean age of almost 56. And about 75% were 50 or older, which is, and I'm going to focus on their quotes for this presentation. 82% were white, 9% were black, 9% were Hispanic. They were fairly well educated, with about two-thirds having at least some college, and about two-thirds were employed. And I would like you to hear what is being said, because it's really an opportunity to hear it in the voice of the people going through this. I always feel when we do interviews, it's sort of like a gift that they're giving us, that they give us a little view, a little glimpse into what's going on at home. They were married about 28 years with an average of 2.4 children, and about a third of them were living with the disease for more than 3 years. So living with cardiac disease in a spouse has a physical impact on the quality of life. I had a heart defect which was completely inactive. I didn't even know I had it. And recently, all of a sudden, having all kinds of symptoms. Now this is the caregiving spouse of the person with heart disease. This is not the patient. What they think is that with all the stress and anxiety, that could cause something like this suddenly, you know, go out of control. I was having palpitations and everything. One of the husbands said to us, well, there are times I have to be there when my wife's leg is bothering her badly. I have to massage her legs. It's a complication for me with my back problem. So that a lot of times, there's a lot of discomfort for me, so a lot of times it's rough. Now, what kept hitting me is that these are not spouses who themselves are only in their 20s or 30s or 40s. These are caregiving spouses who already are coming in with physical burdens themselves, and then they're asked to help an ill spouse. And his body was ballooning with the congestive heart failure, and I had to learn how to massage him. It was very difficult at my age with carpal tunnel. Another spouse told us, my back, my arms, my fingers are just riddled with arthritis. And I'm a breast cancer survivor. I'm not supposed to do a lot of lifting and carrying because I have lymphedema very bad in my right arm. So again, you get this picture. We had sometimes interviewers in general telling us when they walked in, they weren't quite sure who was the patient and who was the caregiver. And this leads the caregivers often to neglect their own health. Physically, it has pushed me not to do my yearly physicals. I'm just at the point now where I'm doctored out. I'm medicated out, which is wrong on my part for not going to the doctor, but I just need to get him in a better place, and then I'll start considering myself. So you have people postponing appointments, canceling appointments. I think his illness has made me hate illness so much that when I get sick, I said I'm not sick. Okay? Now, of course, the psychological impact of living with an ill spouse is also very difficult. It's an emotional roller coaster. I'm the hamster on the treadmill in terms of that you just keep on going again and again. I was so worried, I didn't even know if he was going to live or die. I was just really worried. You know, just looking at her in the hospital, it just made me so sad to see her looking so uncomfortable and so miserable. I was awful. I cried all the time. I was very, very scared and sad. Now, what we hear a lot is that the spouse, the well spouse, is mourning what could have been, what should have been, what they had together or what they hoped that they would have together. To this day, I still can't look at the video for my son's wedding because that was only weeks before this happened. I haven't seen it. I won't look at it because it was our life. As boring and average as it was our life. It's gone. And then much later in the interview, she was very verbal and expressive, so I included another quote from her. So crying for what was, for what we were due, which was for a life I was always content with. I mean, like I said, it wasn't exciting, but I never wanted to win the lotto or anything. You know, I never wished for silly things like that. I just wanted everybody to be happy and healthy. So she's mourning the loss of how she thought things would be. I cried, this is somebody else now saying, I cried for what should have been, which was finally, kid number 4 is finally going to college. We can maybe have some time for ourselves. And one of the husbands said a lot of things that we would be able to do or places to go. We don't always go because of my wife's illness. Those things have really changed. They feel angry. There are times I feel mostly anger, you know, not at him, but at the situation, like the life you think you're going to have and the life you end up having. And this was an overriding theme, which we'll talk about for a minute or two, the vigilance, the constantly worrying. There were literally times where I would question whether he was breathing at night. When he was quiet, there were times where I would nudge him to see if he was alive. And she talked about this scene that the whole night she'd be kicking his foot to make sure he moved. And he would say, oh, come on, honey, you're waking me up. And he really knew that she was checking up on him and neither really acknowledged what was going on. And it's difficult. It was like having a new baby. You slept with one eye open. Because if he was so weak and sick at that point, if he fell out of bed, if he needed me, I had to stay awake to hear that. And again, we kept hearing this theme of being on call. It's sort of like being on call, because you don't want to leave him alone totally. What if he gets sick and nobody is here? Now, some of the challenges were unique to living with somebody who's ill. For example, sometimes it was hard to tell if it's the illness. So it's always been difficult for us to distinguish whether this is an episode of congestive heart failure, or whether she maybe just has a little bit of a flu virus or something. Someone gets up in the morning, they're not feeling well, and you don't know if you should panic or if it's really just something that you can deal with easily. Feeling the pressure to keep things calm. I wouldn't do anything that I think would upset him because I don't want his blood pressure to go up. I don't want him to be worried. I don't want him to have any amount of stress. I would not want to be the one to bring that on if I could help it. And that's difficult living with a spouse. Feeling pressure to keep patients healthy. She needs to be really well until she gets her transplant. This guy told me he was always worried, what if she gets fever? What if she catches a cold and then they get a call that the heart's available? He'll be stuck and they'll have to wait all over again. So it was this business about, should we go out? It's raining today. It's cold today. Nursing obligations. And now the nursing where I actually have to handle blood when I couldn't even take a splinter out of a child's finger. So this is another role that has been chosen for me that I would never in a million years done. Now, sometimes caregiving and living with someone who's ill, as many of us have experienced, can have a positive impact on the marriage. It put things in perspective, all those silly little things. So, like, say they stop arguing about things that aren't really that important. I just feel much more tenderness towards her. I think in some ways it's brought us closer together. I think it's made us stronger. Absolutely. You just kind of value life and how fragile it is. You know, we were not reckless, but in terms of, yes, let's spend a little money and take this trip now. Let's do this now so we can enjoy it, because you don't know what the next day is. So it's weird, that kind of taking advantage of the moment attitude. Taking care of another when you love him so much, especially when they allow you to do so, is a blessing. I really think that my massaging my husband brought me physically close to him, whereas I could not be physically close to him in any way before he was in so much pain. In bringing him comfort and giving him the sense that he really was loved helped me and helped our 50 years of marriage. It just gave me the sense of our marriage, the closeness. So you hear this a lot, of how it makes things better. But on the other hand, sometimes it's not easy. We learned how strong we are, but as the marriage, I think it damaged it. I'm selfish. I didn't want this. I don't think he wanted it either. But to put this on something that was cracking to begin with, and it's taken its toll. So this is a relationship which was under strain to begin with, and then on top of this, he gets sick and she's put into the caregiving role. And then the husband expressed to me about how he sometimes gets impatient with her. I cannot fully understand how she feels, obviously. Sometimes, you know, I'm not totally sympathetic. Sometimes I think, oh, come on, can't we walk a little faster so we don't miss the first inning of the baseball game? I think it's impossible to be totally sympathetic. So I think sometimes there's been frustration between us. And sometimes there are just changes in the marriage. Not good, not bad. It's just different than it was, which is also an adjustment. Well, you know, when you have a husband that you depended on so much and then so ill and you no longer have him to depend on, you have to dig deeper into yourself to find strength, to find purpose. We always talked about everything we did together. I no longer could do that. I had to be more decisive. You know, we had, like I said, we had planned when he first got sick. We were planning on taking a cruise, not having to worry about things. And he made a good living, so my money was going to be gravy. And all that changed, obviously. So again, there are changes that come about with the illness experience. And sometimes you see these changes manifest themselves in a change in the roles. It's made us more like caretakers for each other, you know? Yeah, it's made us more like, how shall I say, nurse, and you know, like I'm the nurse and taking care of the patient. In contrast, that you being a couple, you do things, you go out and you go on vacation. Another spouse said, what I think is happening is that because I've taken over so much more, I'm like the mother instead of the wife, and I resent that. And like when I say, you really have to do this, he says, well, I don't want to. And what am I going to say? So don't. Now, the illness could also have an impact on the aging experience. You don't have the same feeling of certainty of going into your golden years with the same good health and expectations as you would otherwise. The diagnosis of cardiovascular disease has just changed everything. I feel that we're not going to grow old together. The difficult part is that we're never going to be the same physically together, but you get to deal with the cards you're dealt with. This is a guy who told me that he had finally lost weight, started exercising, looked 10 years younger than he had, and now his wife got sick, and she looked 10 years older than she was, so he just felt that they were now, from now on, going to be really out of sync. There are times, that literally months, that we didn't do anything because he just didn't feel well. Sitting home, we're too young. The boys were out of the house. This was the time to be doing everything. But like I said, that black cloud. And then this is the concept about sometimes when someone gets sick, it sort of brings on an earlier retirement than would have happened, especially for those people who plan to go working on forever. Well, if he wasn't sick, I would have the whole run of the house. And that part was very hard for him to handle, and me. Now, even though spouses always know, obviously, that one of them is going to die before the other, issues related to cardiovascular disease in older couples make this much more salient. So now you have to think of a topic that you sort of go around denying. I've never felt worse in my life. I mean, I didn't know how I could live without my husband of 50 years. It was 2 days before our 50th anniversary that we got this result. this tragic news. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe this is the end of our life together. Another wife said, his illness is very severe. He's critical. He's on the critical list. And that means that he could just die at any moment without warning. And this was really one of the most expressive interview pieces. I don't sit and say, oh, I'm worried. But in the back recesses of my mind, I'm aware that he's 86 and he's frail. He's a frail individual. Well, I'm sorry to see it, and it makes me realize that he's going maybe to leave this earth within a couple of years, and that it will be an adjustment for me, and it makes me want to cry just talking about it. Now, there are some factors that can help influence coping with this experience. Keeping things in perspective. One spouse said, yeah, I would say consider yourself lucky that you're the one that doesn't have the disease. And then you do whatever you have to do to take care of your spouse, and the shoe could be on the other foot. And if, you know, sometimes you wish it was, but it's not. So just, you've got to deal with what is, and you do whatever you can to do what you're supposed to do. Another spouse said, you know, the way I look at it, when you get old, whether a person gets sick or doesn't get sick, there's no way you can do the things you did in your 20s and 30s, so why feel bad about it? Some of these things are part of aging anyway. The stomach gets older, the joints, the bones. I have a very positive attitude. So these attitudes of keeping things in perspective seem to influence the coping. Social support can help a lot. One of the women said, sometimes I would get a phone call at work. This and this is going on. You know, we're concerned about this. And of course, I would just want to leave work and run into the city. And my coworkers, I mean, people I'm not even especially close with, they would just cover my classes. Go, they would say, just go and we'll take care of it. And one of the husbands said to us, I think the number one outcome of her illness, especially recently, has been that I just feel so heartened by all of the outpouring of support from our friends. People we weren't even all that close to would say, well, you're in our thoughts and our prayers, and I hope that things go well for you. And this is a factor that really influenced people's coping. So overall, we have to understand that the lived experience of older spouses of cardiac disease is a critical public health challenge, especially with the aging of the population. And study findings support the recognition that the illness does not only impact the patient, but the entire family unit. Caregiving spouses report very difficult challenges. So we need to anticipate and address the ways in which the illness situation impacts the couple's quality of life and their marriage, both positively and negatively. Educational and supportive services for spouses of cardiac patients need to be developed to reduce the stress engendered by the illness situation, which was why your talk was so helpful. And given the number of older adults experiencing cardiac disease, it's critical to continue to explore these issues. Thank you.